Time for our Positive Chats podcast, and joining us today on the Positive Chats podcast is Ginger Hubbard. She's co-author, along with Al Roland, of the new book, Sean and His Amazing Shrinking Sister, a book about teasing. Ginger, welcome to the Positive Chats podcast. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me, Tommy.
We're glad to have you with us. And so this is a new series you've started, you and Al. Called Teaching Children to Use Their Words Wisely. So what was the inspiration to focus on that particular aspect of it?
Well, Tommy, as a conference speaker, I have listened to parents just all over the country really express their heartache over their inability to help their children get a handle on some of these tongue-related offenses, like whining and lying. Those were the first two books in the series. And then this third book is on teasing. So everyone is a different tongue-related offense. And I've just found that so many children today, it just seems like they're in bondage to enslaving addictions of the tongue, which stem from enslaving sins of the heart. So I found that these parents, they're just looking for ways to uproot these issues, address them from a biblical perspective, and point their children to Jesus, who is our only hope for change.
And those three, I mean, as a parent, I know teasing usually leads to whining, which usually leads to lying, right? Someone gets teased, someone starts whining about it, they accuse somebody else, they lie about whether they were teasing. I mean, these it just steamrolls, right?
They go hand in hand, don't they?
Yes, they do. So, and we've heard a lot, you know, in our culture today about bullying, about that in our schools and things like that. And sometimes, you know, we think of the physical, but certainly words can cause a lot of harm to people. And I think, you know, talk about that a little bit, especially young kids. You know, they're developing, they're growing, they're trying to learn who they are and what's their worth and their value. And so, you know, having people use words against them can really harm them in that process.
Absolutely. It can. And so, you know, I would say that typically with kids, teasing falls under two categories. There's teasing in the form of mocking, which is imitating someone for the purpose of making them appear or feel stupid or silly or ridiculous. Then there's teasing in the form of insulting, which is verbally ridiculing or belittling someone for the purpose of making them appear or feel inadequate or less significant. But whether the teaser is criticizing, belittling, or making fun of someone in a joking way, biblically, teasing falls under the category of unwholesome talk that does not benefit the listener. In fact, unwholesome talk just the opposite. It tears down the person being teased, which is a direct violation of God's command in John 13:34 to love others, and his command in Ephesians 4:29 to build others up.
And it doesn't, I have a 9-year, well, she's about to be, and I was informed today in 6 days she will be 9 years old. I'm getting the countdown. But then I have 3 teenage boys, and you know, this doesn't end even in the young years, because you know, 2 of the teenage boys were arguing last night and calling each other dumb. Both of them have lousy grades, but you know, they decided to pick on each other about that. So I don't know. Anyway, so it doesn't end. All right, I mean, this is an ongoing thing, you know. And again, last night, where I was like, look, we don't do that in this house. We're not picking on people. Stop it. You know, it does seem like an endless battle. You know, at some point you're like, how many times do I have to tell you this? How many times do we have to go over this? So why is it so hard for us? And we see this, you know, I say kids, but we look at our culture and we look at how our culture interacts with each other. You look at the political discussions and online discussions, and it's nothing but insults, right? It's nothing but... We don't think of that as teasing, but I guess in a sense it is, right? It's just insulting people, and it really is a culture-wide problem that we have right now.
It is, and I think it's important that we look at the heart motives behind teasing. You know, like a lot of times when my kids were teasing, I would say, you know, you guys need to stop tearing each other down. You just need to go to your rooms. But that's not really getting to the heart of what's going on. And so in all of my study about this, before I wrote the book, I did a lot of studying on teasing and just the different forms and looking at motives behind teasing. And I have found that there are typically three motives, especially behind children teasing. Motive one is that they're doing it to get attention. Mm. Motive two is that they're doing it to entertain. And motive three is that they're using teasing as an excuse to say really whatever it is they really mean or think or believe is true, but then they just tack on the whole "I'm just kidding," which is actually a lie. Like you said, these things kind of go hand in hand because they're really not kidding at all. And so all three of these motives, if you really pick them apart, are selfish in nature because they all bring a form of satisfaction to the teaser, but it's at the expense of hurting someone else. And so I found that one telltale sign that teasing is for the purpose of getting attention or entertaining is obviously when there's an audience involved. Mm-hmm. But it's selfish for children to put their need to entertain above the needs and feelings of others. We're told in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, that we're to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others.
All right. So now that you told us not to be selfish, I'm going to ask a selfish question. Because I have one kid who's like, he loves to do that. I'm just mm-hmm. kidding, right? He'll mm-hmm. say something to his little sister or something, and they'll be like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. I'll say, no, it's not funny. How do we, but I don't feel like that's a great response. You know, how do you, when the kid says, I'm just kidding, what's a good response to that to kind of teach them, you know, about what you're talking about?
Well, you know, first off, we need to look at why that's wrong. It's deceitful to verbalize what is true in the heart and then play it off as teasing. So, you know, that's one method that kids use. So I don't know if that's what you're son is saying what he really means and then just tacking on that, I'm just kidding. If that's the case, Proverbs 26 verses 18 and 19 clearly address that issue. Those verses say, like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and then says, I was only joking, or I was only kidding. The Bible says that we're to say what we mean what we say.
All right. What was that verse again? I'm sorry. Go back to that verse. I love that verse.
Matthew 5:37. It says, yeah, it says, is that the one you're talking about that says we're to let our yes be yes and our no be no?
In other words, we're to said it like a maniac shooting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's Proverbs 26 verses 18 and 19.
Okay.
Proverbs, yeah. And that specifically addresses that. It's like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and then says, I was only joking. I mean, that's pretty, you know, black and white right there.
I'm writing that one down.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And, you know, some children, they use teasing or joking to send hidden messages because they lack the nerve just to come right out and say what's really on their hearts. And then when they're called on it, they backpedal with the I'm just teasing, when in fact they weren't teasing at all. And then you have children who have difficulty expressing their true feelings simply because they just don't really have good, healthy communication skills. So they mask their true feelings by teasing or joking. I know a lot of adults like that. But whether the kind of teasing derives from a lack of nerve or a lack of healthy communication skills, it still lacks the merit of truth. We're told in Ephesians 4:25 to put away falsehood. And then verse 15 says that we are to speak the truth in love. So the bottom line is that biblical and unselfish communication involves speaking truth in love, and it encompasses a motive to bring good and not harm.
All right. So you have put this together. And mm-hmm. for children and for parents in a book called Sean and His Amazing Shrinking Sister. So tell us about this book and why Sean's sister is shrinking.
Okay. Well, in the story, every time Sean teases his sister, she shrinks, which represents how tearing others down makes them feel small. Mm. And so it's not until his sister has gotten so tiny that she's almost gone that Sean realizes the harmful effects his teasing has had on her. And so, of course, as the story progresses and Sean asks for forgiveness, his relationship with his sister is restored, her size returns to normal, and Sean learns why God calls his children to build others up and not tear them down.
And I like that you have written this. It's like an epic poem. It's like Beowulf. It's like it is. The whole book is rhymed, which we know is great for kids, especially when they're learning to read and mm-hmm. reading to kids. They love that rhyming. So is that why you kind of chose to do it that way?
Absolutely. I think it's a lot easier for kids and even adults for that matter to remember words that are written in rhyme. You know, think about it even as adults. That's why we could just listen to a song just two or three times and then we know the lyrics by heart. And I don't know about you, Tommy, but I could recite several Dr. Seuss stories to my kids without even opening the books. Mm-hmm. The rhyming words were just so catchy and easy to remember. So after just a few reads, they were in my heart. And nothing against Dr. Seuss. I love Dr. Seuss books. I know the older ones. I don't know what his newer, the new ones are like. But you never know these days.
The rewritten ones, yeah.
So nothing against him, but I think it's far more beneficial for words based on the truths of the Bible to be in our hearts and, of course, the hearts of our children. And I think the rhyming is catchy and makes it easy to remember.
Yeah, and easy to, and fun to read. And although probably a lot harder to write, but a lot more fun.
Yeah, it is definitely harder to write. And it's harder to get your message across and say exactly what you want to say when you're also dealing with words that need to rhyme.
But like you say, it helps stay in the memory. And even if they remember, like, you know, just one or two couplets, you know, that mm-hmm. might stick out in their mind to keep that truth in their hearts.
Right. And, you know, Tommy, a few minutes ago, you were asking, you know, how do you talk to kids about this? Like, what do you say when they're teasing each other? And so one thing that I talk about in all of my writing and all of my teaching on biblical parenting is I like to emphasize this three-step strategy to help children overcome things like the bad habit of teasing and learn how to treat others in a way that builds them up instead of tearing them down. So let me just run through that three-step plan, because I think that that's going to put some practical application to the message and the way that we talk with our children when they're struggling with teasing. Step one, I always encourage parents to ask heart-probing questions. Asking questions helps children take ownership of the sin that's in their heart, which helps them to recognize their need for Jesus. Now, if you think about it in the scriptures, when people did something wrong, Jesus didn't point his finger in their face and say, this is what you did wrong, and this is what you should have done instead. So often he would ask heart-probing questions, and that helped the person take their focus off of the circumstances and situations going on around them and on to the sin in their own heart. Now, we do have to remember that as parents, We can't judge the motives of our kids' hearts. Only God knows the true motives of the hearts, but we can ask questions to help them evaluate their own hearts. So just from practically speaking, a parent might ask something like, or say something like, honey, you know, in the Bible, we're encouraged to not do things out of selfish ambition, but to value the needs of others above our own. So could it be, honey, that you're putting your need to entertain or to get attention above the feelings of the person you're teasing? Are your words showing love and building up, or are they tearing down? And another good question might be, you know, how would you feel if you were being teased in this way? And so the first step, I always encourage to ask those heart-probing questions, help them take a look at what's going on in their own hearts. And then step two is to reprove the child for teasing. And I encourage parents to never overdo the reproof. Keep it very simple. And so for teasing, parents might use wisdom from Matthew 7:12 and say something like, you know, sweetheart, we're told in Matthew that we should treat others the way that we want them to treat us. Would you want to be treated this way? Honey, when you tease, you're using unwholesome talk that dishonors God and hurts others. And Ephesians 4:29 warns us about this. That verse says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. So step one is heart-probing questions. Step two is to reprove the child for teasing. And then the third step is to train the child to edify others. So the second part of Ephesians 4:29, that's a great verse for teaching them to speak words that edify and build others up, and to say something like, you know, not only are we commanded to not allow unwholesome talk to come out of our mouths, but the Bible says that we are to speak only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may actually benefit those who listen. And then something I always like to add with my kids is to say something along the lines of, you know, the good news of the gospel, the good news is that when God gives us a command, he also enables us through his spirit to follow those commands. So let's pray. Let's pray right now and ask God to help you only speak words that benefit and build up.
Now, all these principles you're talking about, do you weave these into the story and weave these into the book?
Well, I do have some scripture woven throughout the actual story. But one thing that I do with all three of my books, at the end of all three, there's a resource page for parents and caregivers that supplies biblical content and practical strategies for the problem at hand. So the parent page at the end of Sean and His Amazing Shrinking Sister, the book about teasing, what we're talking about today, that parent page helps children recognize the heart behind the heart issues behind teasing, helps parents to help children recognize. It gives them these tools and these steps for helping them to do that and to understand the harmful effects of teasing that it has on others and just the benefits and blessings that come from adhering to God's command to build others up.
Yeah, and all the principles you just talked about are listed right out there in the,
that's
in the
right.
final book, and you can see that there. So if you do pick up a copy of the book, everything she just talked about will be right there at your fingertips for your parents out there. And again, you know, I think just the idea of reading this book to your child, I mean, it's an interesting story. It's a fun story. It's really well illustrated. We should mention Veronica Kodak is the illustrator. Mm-hmm. And so a fun book to read, but I imagine could, you know, do preemptive teaching, right? It's not always catching them in the moment and, all right, here you're teasing, let's talk about this. But doing it preemptively, we read the book and say, see, this is why it's important to use good words, and a great opportunity to kind of do some positive teaching when we're not, they're not being reproved. And so maybe they're a little more open to it because it's not like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
That's right. That's right. And something else that we did in these books that our publisher suggested in all of our books is that we show that the parents have the same struggles as their children. And I think it's important that we let our children see that. You know, we're told in Matthew 7:5 that we should remove the plank in our own eye and then we can see clearly to remove the speck from someone else's eye. And, you know, Tommy, there's one thing that we all have in common with our kids. We are sinners in need of a savior just as much as they are. We need God's rescuing grace and help just as much as they do. And it's encouraging for them to know that. So as parents, we need to be honest with our kids about our own struggles. Of course, at age appropriate levels. When we admit our own sin and our own need for Jesus to our kids, it encourages them to do the same. So we have woven throughout all three of these stories, the one on teasing, lying, and whining, where the parents have the same struggle. And then they go to their kids and they show what the conviction of the Holy Spirit looks like, and they model how to rightly respond to that conviction. And so just, you know, being humble and admitting to our kids, you know, I struggle with this sometimes too, honey, and I have to go to the Lord for help. Just as much as you have to.
And you mentioned teasing, whining, lying. Do you have any other plan for this series?
Well, so far, the contract with the publisher was just for those three, but I'm hoping that kids and parents will like them so much that they'll want to, you know, keep going. We could do all kinds of behaviors. We could do tattling, coveting, complaining. You know, it's endless. We could do lots of books.
There's a lot of areas to cover. Absolutely. We're talking with Jinja Hubbard. She is the co-author, along with Al Roland, of the book Sean and His Amazing Shrinking Sister, a book about teasing. It's part of their Teaching Children to Use Their Words Wisely series. So, Jinja, if folks want to find out more information about this book, about the other books in the series, how can they do so?
Probably the best place is on my website, which is gingerhubbard.com. And right now we're running a special on all three of those books. So we've got Sean and His Amazing Shrinking Sister. We've got Sam and the Sticky Situation, which is a book about whining. You know, whining has become an absolute epidemic in our country, it
yes.
seems.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the other book is Chloe and the Closet of Secrets, which is about lying. So right now we're running a special where if you buy all three books, you get $15 off. And then, Tommy, just for your listeners, we'll do an additional 10% off that already great discount if they want to go to gingerhubbard.com and use the code parenting at checkout.
All right. So there you go. $15 off plus an extra 10%. Thank you. That's a great offer. So if you're interested in getting these books, if you got kids at home. Hey, Ginger, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thank you for these books. They're really, you know, really fun to read. There's great illustrations. It is, you know, it'll be fun reading to your kids because you guys do a great job with the rhyming, by the way. That's not easy, and it's not easy to do well, and you guys really did a nice job with that. So
it really reads
really nicely. So it'll be a fun read for your kids if you got them at home, so be sure to check that out. Hey, Ginger, thank you so much again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Tommy. Have a great day.